peace. In this world of walls, every step leads to rest. In this world, the war is on. In this world, never fear the fall. In this world, we compromise does not exist. In this world.
Let's get scratching.
Hello?
Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah. Part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds!
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
You have to say
stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you!
This is
Fast Feet
Full Mix
on Radio Sega.
Hello, hello, it's time for Fast Feet's Phone Mix. It's really on Radio Sega. Yes, I am here and indeed awake this week. this is Fast Feet and this is a Phone Mix. Sorry about last week, I must give my apologies for not being here. Let's just say I'm working a bit too hard, shall we say. And it wasn't due to explosive tits, unfortunately. Not like last time. So yeah, we're back again on Radio Sega this week, talking about all things Sega and Sonic, and all the news and other depravities that come with that as well. So yes, we'll be on for the next hour or so, bantering away. Not only that, but we've got a couple of special features in this week's episode. For starters, we've got some updates regarding Sega Media, the all-new project and the next generation version of Fast Food Media. And we also have, what you'll all be tuning in for tonight, is an exclusive Radio Sega announcement on Summer of Sonic 2010. Yes, you will not have heard this news anywhere else, and you'll only hear it first here on Radio Sega. So yes, we'll be coming to that shortly. But first of all, I must introduce my co-hosts, and they've all earned the reputation of co-hosts now, really, I think, because everyone who's on air now has pretty much been on the show as a regular now, I would say, so let's go around and do the rounds. First of all, joining me is Gabby.
Hello. I'm still awake. I'm good.
Yes, out of the co-host tonight, and myself, I think he probably is the most likely person to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out for the snoring, so... Yes. We also have Gonic joining this week.
Good evening, Radio Sega, and whoever else is listening.
Hello to the world. I also have D'Artagnan joining me.
Hello there!
I'm like jolly good, hello!
Hello, good chaps!
Hello, Posh.
He's also my butler, don't you know?
Well, that is now.
Jolly good show.
And in the spirit of English, we have Ryo no Kage.
¿Qué pasa, mis amigos, en Radio Sega?
Which is sort of an American English. How that would quite
you
go,
speak a very know. Good English, my friend.
Yeah, something like that, pretty much. And also, welcome back once again, regular and should be the main co-host, SJ.
Hello.
So hello to all. And hello to everyone out there. If you're listening in and you're not part of the chat room, get yourselves in there, which you can do by going to radiosega.net.
.nut?
It's not net, alright?
Get
it's radiosega.net/shows.php, or just go on Radio Sega and find your own way to the shows section, and that will give you details on how to join the RC room. We've got quite a few people in there tonight, just obviously keen to see what this Summer of Sonic announcement is. We have Gabby, Trigon, Forever Sonic, Resident SD, Mena, Spondy, Anthony Davis, Astra Saber, Blaze, Captain Cloud Chaser, Cowboy the Best, Cup Crusher, D'Artagnan, Empires, myself, Gonic, Inc., Kato Kun, Pikachu, oh dear god, 20, Shadid, Silver Sonic, SJ, Sonic the Hedgehog himself, and Tila, the Molotron, and Yumi. So hello
to far too slow.
God, slow.
Far, far too slow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have to go at this one. You tried pronouncing 20 names in about half a minute.
Okay, then.
Gabby, Trigon, Forever Sonic, Resident SD, Mina underscore Flavundi, Anthony underscore Davis, Aston Safe, Blaze, Cabin, Cloud Chaser, Cobra the Best, Cup Crusher, D'Artagnan, Empires, Fast Feet, Foamix, Gennick, Golic, Ink, Kaito Kun, Pikachu 20, Rad Shedded, The Capcom Kid, Silver Sonic, SJ Foamix, Sonic the Hedgehog, Teela, not on Foamix, the Monitron, and Yumi. There we go, all done, moving on.
That's about as good as mine. Should we start a competition up with this? You other guys want to have a go as well?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, no. I tried to get SJ to do it last week and he said no, so.
I'm saying no again.
There you are.
Well, who can do it the fastest? So, who can do it in the funniest voices?
Oh, I could do it. I could probably do it in the funniest voices, but I'm not going to.
You must be just glad to be on the air. Just, you know, don't make me do anything else. I just want to say hello.
No, I'm saying I could do it, but you're all being stitches. It's no, there's no point really.
My nation's where's Finn? Robert chased us. Well, we've sort of come up with a new segment, as we've had a few before, like Sounds Like Sega and the Caption Competition. We're going to have a very similar segment to a show in the UK called Nevermind the Buzzcocks. And the idea behind it is that two people, or more, actually try and mimic a track, and someone else has got to guess what it is. So it's more like beatboxing, almost, anyway. So we're going to come to that a little bit later on and give it a go, and you'll be able to hear us sounding like complete tits on air, but also try guessing what it is. Yeah, well, we always sound like tits when we're on air anyway, so, you know, that's half the point of running a radio station.
Apparently I should train with Captain Falcon. Why? What?
Degrade yourself for the
Falcon for the... Purge!
Alright, that was unexpected.
Do the RC rundown with a surfer guy. Dude! You know, like, I'd so totally do it in, like, a surfer accent, but, like, I can't be bothered, dude. So, maybe next week, but not right now. No. No.
Come on, dude. Like, do it right now, man.
Dude, look, it should be more like skate. You should do an Ollie 180 and just flip it like that at the back end. Grind it.
I'm going to have to write this down. These are good ideas for future Saturday Night Sagas. These are Mr. T. I ain't doing no good now. Crazy fool.
I pity the fool that ain't got a Snickers bar and ain't got a wad of cash in his pocket.
Get some nuts!
In every city there's a fool to pity.
I am in no danger of going to sleep this week, I know that much.
Oh dear.
Keep it all lively on the Foamix here, so yes. Yeah. That finally brings us to the news, so let's move on to the news. So at the moment, as far as things stand, a lot of the news at the moment has surfaced, because obviously we weren't here last week. In the last week or 2 weeks as it's been, there's been a lot of news surfacing regarding Summer of Sonic, finally. No less was it announced, I think, Monday, where you can actually sign up for the Summer of Sonic convention to guarantee your ticket in. You can don't have to sign up, but I mean, the trouble with that is that you may not get in for a start, and you also get allowed in the first hour. Anyone who hasn't signed up in the first hour does not get let in. So, yeah. But already,
it's not just that, but over the course of the day, the places have been going down. I mean, I've been in Sonic Stadium. If I have a look, there was one point where they said they felt they had less than 10 spots left. We had Shadster saying there were less than 50 places left, but that was over seven. When he looked, it had last been updated 7 hours previously. So, yeah, it was saying register, but it doesn't look like there's going to be very many left.
That's it. Yeah, that was what I was going to say, really, is that, yeah, there's not really much room, if any, left at all now at this point, really. But let's go. The whole point of the convention is that there's got 1,000-person capacity. There's not going to be 1,000 people in there the entire day. I mean, there might be, but some people like to visit for the morning or the afternoon, and I'm suspecting more or less the afternoon because we're Crush 40 being there and doing bits in the afternoon space rather than the first couple of hours in the morning. So there may not always be 1,000 people, the same 1,000 people in there throughout the entire day, so that number may go up and down. Which we'll obviously look after by the very, very precedented crowd control from Summer Sonic, from the part and the like.
Vija, who always take care of her. So, yes, I'll be doing that.
Hmm. Well, there's obviously John Senoui as well doing his little acoustic set.
That's again part of the afternoon.
Made me quite happy that, because one of my favourite tracks of his from his best of albums, the After the Adventure little track that he does at some Station Square Dreams, and It Doesn't Matter. It's quite a nice little tune, that. I like it. Like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, Jim Snow will be doing his afternoon tea, as they're calling it, where he's doing acoustic sessions, so that'd be cool. I know there's loads of people, well, not loads, but there's a nice handful of people that usually turn up to each convention doing all their acoustic set, Forever Sonic being one of them.
Yeah.
So yeah, other news, and this is really awesome news in itself, and I wasn't aware of this, is that First World Figures, who make action figures and such really, making a new set of Sonic the Hedgehog figurines that are a couple of inches big, I believe, but you're also getting, if you go to Summer of Sonic there, and goodie bag, where you'll get a free metal Sonic figurine as well. Absolutely free! So that's pretty awesome, but the trouble with that is it's while stocks last, so if you manage to get your hands on one, awesome, but if not, never mind, you'll have to go and buy them, which is part of the thing. Buy things that are Sonic and support him, so yes.
You can buy one, but they're not telling you when it's out to buy.
They will release it, of course, eventually as well.
Oh yeah, no, of course they will. No, it's not as if say this is the season 2. Oh, whoops, we're never bringing it out.
It got canned. Sorry about that. Yeah. Only some of you got some dodgy ones. There, you know, they've got a.
They're fine. The eyes will fall off.
God knows who made them, but they are pretty much official when you find them, but I've got the Sonic and Knuckles figurines sitting next to me here, so it's sweet.
Which ones are those? Are they like the little $2.99 ones you could get from Game?
These ones are about tenner. These are a bit bigger, they're about 4 or 5 inches tall.
They might be the first to figures then, because they did like the little ones that Game do for about £3. Then they did like little bigger ones that have got like little display stands, and obviously they do the huge statues.
I don't think that's what they are, but and especially Sonic stuff, so
pretty cool. Yeah.
I was gonna buy one of those Sonic figurines from Game, and it was a Knuckles one. His arm broke off inside the package.
Well,
I was like,
those ones are rare for some reason.
I've got a set of three. I've got them quite easily. I just need the bigger ones that they do now.
Probably find him in Forbidden Planet.
My nearest Forbidden Planet's in Nottingham, though. It's quite a trek just to go and buy some toys. I have to see if it's online or something.
Well, that's where I got mine from, Forbidden Planet. It's literally up the road from here, so it's pretty like.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Damn you! But they also import the Archie comics in as well, which is pretty sweet. I don't think they're quite as good as Fleetway, but never mind.
No, I like the Fleetway ones, but I need to start collecting the Archie ones, actually. I was going to get the archive books, because I figured it'd probably end up being cheaper. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Speaking of that, one of the artists is going to be at Summer Sonic, isn't it?
Nigel
Dobbins
is going to be there.
Yeah, Nigel Dobbins, he is.
There's Archie got activity as well. There's no one officially from Archie there, from what I've heard, but there's going to be a lot of Archie stuff there as well, I'm sure.
They're giving away one of the comics, aren't they? You have the free comic book day comics from 2008 or 2009.
That's
That's not too bad. Not too bad going.
Moving on. Sonic Colors on the DS will be playable at Summer Sonic, as well as Sonic 4 and Sonic Colors on the Wii, and he also has Racing Tournament. So that's really good. Compared to last year, it was great because of a lot of games from Sonic's history, from Sonic 1 all the way up to Heroes, Unleashed, they had all that there, and it was, you know, great to have all the little different pods there. But they've got a good collection of the games that are all coming out, so you know, whatever you're thinking of buying or what you want to play, you'll get a good little taste of it if you're at Summer Sonic as well, so that's always good. But beware of the big queues that will ultimately lie there. I'm going to try my best to play Sonic 4, but I don't know whether I'm going to have time, to be honest, really. That's the one game I want to play, though.
I'm going to see if I can get Mina to go and play test them for me. I'd be like, you go. I'm going to be far too busy. You go do it. Tell me whether or not I'll like it.
You're not giving me a bad idea for my side, though. I could get promoted again with that too.
Yeah.
Sorry, we're busy working. Go find out what games are like for us.
Yeah. Come back, and what we'll do is we'll credit you as having wrote a preview.
Yeah. Come back. Bring chili dogs!
Bring us food!
Well, I hope there's going to be a Tesco or something nearby, because I'm going to be buying a crate of Red Bull on Saturday morning. So.
I was at Shepherd's Bush the other day, wasn't I? I'm trying to think whether I saw anything. Now, Mina will know, she looked.
I think there is a Tesco pretty much just right around the corner across the road from the pavilion, so.
Mm.
Oh, that reminds me of Encircoin. Saturday was horrible. I had nothing to eat. At all.
You weren't even working, man. You could have got food anyway. There was a shop across the road, mate. Me and Simon went there before we had to start up all the setting up and everything.
Yeah,
obviously, you were just busy playing games all day. Food or games? Food or games? Games.
Isn't that part of the point?
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it. We think we've really caught up on all the things that are going on there, really. If not, we'll come back to that in a bit, anyway. But what else has been going on this week? Anyone come across anything this week they want to talk about?
Well, going back to Summer of Sonic, we announced the DJs on Monday.
That is true.
But it's not major in the grand scheme of things, but not as major as what we've got coming up, anyways.
Well, we'll come back to that when we come back to discussing the Summer of Sonic announcement we have in a little bit.
Yes, it's kind of related, I suppose.
Yep. Yeah, not much else happening on the front. A lot of games in development, of course, as well, but... aside from that, we've got things like Virtua Fighter 5 Final Showdown has been released in Japan, apparently. There was a big, obviously, after Sonic's birthday, there was a two-week competition going on to actually send in your videos, and then the community voted to see which was the best one, but apparently they're still working through the votes, so we'll probably report back on that story a bit, really. But I've had people just, you know, hassling me, just saying, oh, vote for me, vote for me. I'm just like, I'm going to vote for you if A, I can be bothered to go look at the bits, and B, if I think it's worthwhile. I've not had the time to go and do that sort of stuff at the moment.
No, they had to stop. They had to stop the voting because they'd been a bit of cheating.
Oh.
They'd. There were two that were in the lead with like gazillions of votes in comparison, and they'd found voting irregularities to do with like proxy servers and deleting cookies and reordering. So and revoting. So it's they've kind of had to stop and make a decision based on their.
And they disqualify, you know. No, like.
Well, yeah, the thing is, if they disqualified them, then you obviously take the 10 down to 8, but I don't think it was just in the European one because the American one's finished as well.
That's true.
Yeah. What if Sonic fans not getting things for Christmas at this rate? Sorry, I'm going on Santa like at this rate.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll save the Santa episode for a bit later on in the year. Yeah, that's pretty much the news, I think, really. So I know a lot of people out there listening in right now are very eager to hear this announcement, so we'll go to a music break. I'll stick on some of the requests that have come in from the chat room, and we will announce the Summer of Sonic exclusive Radio Sega announcement here on Fomix. We'll be back in a short while. Send us your requests in at Fast Feet Media, or now at Sega Media. You can send requests to either of us at this point. Or you can get in the chat room and just bug the crap out of me till I play your song. Yes, you're listening to Fast Feet Phone Mix, and we'll be back in a short while to make the Summer Sonic announcement.
Waking This is Best Favorites on Radio Sega.
Now the cure and that's pulling up.
listen to this show again, download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
We need some help with that.
You at my job, you're carrying yourself so well. I made myself a promise.
What's that?
Not to get emotional. As I remain stable, I take another glance at you. If we were at the disco, then I would have to dance with you. This isn't cool,
not cool.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, here goes nothing to her.
Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
Check it out. Seen you about a quarter after nine. You shine in the neon sign. Where are you from? You floating like an angel of night into my life and leave me with a song to write. And now I'm loaded, holding my sack, been wondering where she is at. With a line of customers getting mad, they didn't see what I seen. Nuh-uh, the store queen made everything easier for one fine
eat.
And in my bloodshot eyes, all I can see is everything's fine. With a turning stomach, running thoughts through my head.
Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
We need some help and
I'm. Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10.
You came in here again. I'm drinking by the copier. I made myself a promise.
Now what was that?
That I would finally talk to her. As I remain
stable,
I take another drink for you. I set it on the table.
Whoa.
I'm sure I look a drunken fool. I'm seeing two.
Whoa.
And in my lonely eyes, I see myself in eloquent strides. In a sharp tuxedo, it goes nothing to her.
Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10. Hello, Allison, I wanna hold your hand. I haven't been the same man since I saw you coming in. Let's have a toast to the girl in aisle 10. Hello, Allison.
And welcome back to last week's bonus. Yes, so we've teased you long enough, but we'll tease you for 2 minutes more regarding the Summer of Sonic announcement. I just want to come back to, first of all, something that's happened this week is SegaMedia.com has now gone live in this respect that there's something there to actually look at now. For those of you going, what the hell is Sega Media? In a big box, of course. Sega Media is essentially the next version of Fast Food Media. And I'm renowned for remaking Fast Food Media, but this is something completely different. It is, like I said earlier, a next generation version of Fast Food Media. And Fast Food Media, for those who don't know, essentially has been the biggest Sonic and Sega Media resource on the web. And now it's going to be converted over to Sega Media to fully reflect that. Not only that, but everything you can actually use on the site is far more dynamic. You're going to be able to download and actually stream preview stuff on the same page. There's going to be a lot more member activities. Members are going to get special priority on certain things, and there's going to be files on there that I've never been on before as well, but of course for members only. Now for the moment, what I will say is that if you go to SegaMedia.com, there's a brief bit of information there which takes 2 minutes to read, and you can also follow our Twitter stream as well, which is at SegaMedia, which will give you the latest updates on some Summer Sonic stuff as well as what we're doing with the site. Now the reason I mention this is because it ties into Summer of Sonic, because we are going to be running a special beta run, so you'll be able to check out the site and get exclusive files before anyone else actually visits the website when it is live to the public.
there are going to be 50 places available during this beta test. It's from Monday the 9th of August to Sunday the 15th of August for a week, so you can try it out then. During that week, I'm actually off work, so I'll be putting in lots of little cool things for you to try throughout the week, so it's not going to be the same thing. Those 50 places are going to be awarded to people especially. 30 of those places will be given away to select people at Summer Sonic. And people are wondering, how do I get that placement? You have to come find me, basically. You won't find me very hard to find because I'll either probably have my blue hedgehog ears on me or have a Sega Media shirt. So I'm usually one of the guys on the decks playing music. So if you want a placement to special Sega Media Beta, Summer Sonic, just come and find me and I may just give you the information you need for that. 10 more places will be given away on Twitter, by a special competition we'll be running very soon in the next couple of weeks. And 10 more places will be given away during Radio Sega, and we are still working out to give those places away. I think that we'll be sharing them out between all the different shows. So we'll be getting several places from Sega Ages, Saturday Night Sega, and the Sega Jukebox as well. So there'll be other places to be get there. You can get them straight away. So if you want a special placement to Sega Media before anyone else gets to see it, then, like I say, you can get involved in one of those ways. But anyway, that's enough for Sega Media at the moment. Have a look at it. You might have a sneak peek of what it sort of looks like as well. It's quite nice looking, anyway. So, coming back to what Gabby said earlier, we did have an announcement earlier on. Well, once I go over the fact that we had an announcement earlier in the week, it's not quite as big as the one coming up, but we did
I think it needs a drum roll.
I've got no,
not just yet. No, Chris, if you do a drum roll, no one will hear you.
Well, first of all, I'll just go over and re-emphasize anyone who hasn't heard this, is that we had a little announcement earlier in the week, and it was just going over saying what was happening regarding DJs and music at Summer of Sonic as well. Essentially, we've got a lineup now confirmed. The times have been 100% confirmed. In fact, I am going to be working that out after the show. But we essentially got myself, Fast Feet, as lead DJ this year, so I get to look after them and make sure that the schedule was kept in order. On top of that, you'll also have a fellow Radio Sega DJ, Gavi, actually DJing Sonic too. So we'll get to some scratching.
Yeah.
Chicka 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 chicka.
And we've also got, returning from the last 2 years alongside myself, Turbo from Sega Sonic Radio. And we've also got Blitz Chris, new for this year, from Sega Sonic Radio as well. So, DJing this year at Summer Sonic, you'll be having two people from Radio Sega and two people from Sega Sonic Radio. So it's a bit of a split this year, and rather than being essentially all Sega Sonic Radio, which is the previous lineup, you've got pretty much a 50-50 split, so we've... I think Radio Sega's had a good start to this year, and obviously it's been reflected by the fact that we are now allowed into Summer of Sonic to DJ. Alongside that, I also know that B-Man, who's also tech at Summer of Sonic, is also DJing for an hour or so because he loves his DJing when he gets a chance, so I think we should allocate him a little bit of time, so you can expect B-Man on the decks there too. So yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's just cut the music for this one, I think. It might be worth doing.
Yeah. Right, okay. Now, I'm going to say this straight off the bat. Obviously, as Fast Feet just said, you know, it's kind of showing how much Sega Radio Sega has how far we've come since the turn of the year, really, what with us doing live shows. We're actually getting recognised. And that's hence why we managed to put a couple of names forward for DJs, and we got them. This one, we decided we were going to be a bit more risky with, and we got it as well. And I'm going to tell you straight away that if you are attending Summer of Sonic, this announcement isn't for you. If you can't make it to Summer of Sonic for whatever reason, be it that you cannot make it to the venue because it's too far away, or you're not in the same country, we've got you covered. Because in previous years, you could tune in to the video feed on the Summer of Sonic website, which I'm presuming they're doing again, yes, or you could listen in to the audio feed on Sega Sonic Radio. However, this year, you can also listen to the audio feed on Radio Sega. Woo! We have managed to get it so that the best place you will be able to hear the Summer of Sonic stage audio outside of the venue itself will be on Radio Sega, obviously, due to our higher bitrate on the radio stream. Not taking anything away from Sega Sonic Radio, of course, because they are awesome, and they, you know, they've, being part of Sonic Stadium and Sonic Rex, they've kind of given us this opportunity to be able to do this. So we're very, very happy to tell you that on the 7th of August, we're going to be turning Radio Sega off, and we're going to be broadcasting live from Summer of Sonic, which means that you get all the DJs. You'll hear Fast Feet, Turbo, myself. I mean, you won't hear us speaking because we won't have a microphone, but which I'm sure will disappoint a lot of you who think I'm going to start singing in the middle of something. but it also means that if you wanted to hear Jun Senui's acoustic set, you're going to hear it. And if you wanted to be part of Crush 40's first ever live performance outside of Japan, you're going to still be able to listen to that as well. So it is, no, you know, obviously it was myself and Graham who kind of, for Fast Feet, who put this forward, and we got it. So that's that. And just while I've got your attention, we've also got a second announcement for after Summer of Sonic for something that's a bit later on in the year, which is just also reaffirming the point that Radio Sega is going places, and the only way is up. And if you'd like, radiosega.net, the blog post is on there just to detail it all and make sure that it's 100% official. I'm not lying. We have got the audio, the stage audio for Summer of Sonic 2010.
Yeah, a bit thank of you. Applause, I think, in there, yeah.
Gabby and Graham.
So yeah, in short there, if you are unable to go to the convention, as many people are, you're going to be able to listen to it in the best quality possible on Radio Sega. And that includes live performance of Crush 40, anyone else who's going to be on the stage, because like I say, they probably haven't announced everything yet. Stage audio will also include all the mixing and the tracks from the DJs and everything else, all the shenanigans that go on stage from Arch Engine UK and Sven Nordad, Dreadnox. But if you want a bit of a sample of what you think that might sound a little bit like, I was fortunate enough to actually get the only decent copy of the live audio from last year's Summer of Sonic. Now if you go under firesetmedia.net and under downloads category, I believe it's under... should be under Sonic the Hedgehog music, and under promotional you'll find Summer of Sonic 2009 there. Go under there, you can download the entire stream. I think it's about 300 megs because it is about 6-7 hours worth of audio there. And that'll give you an idea of what the live stream sounds like, so that'll give you a bit of a preview. But yeah, that was our announcement, and you can read all about it on Radio Sega, as Gabby just said. So yeah, we think that's, you know, Radio Sega is going from strength to strength in the community, and it's nice to have permission to do that on that side as well, really. I think also on a small side note, I've had a lot of people just saying, what's going to happen with requests this year? Now, I've been dabbling into this, and I've been told, technically, I'm not allowed to use the same system as last year, which was using a texting service, so you could text a number, text a request in, and off you went. But I can't do this year because Sega have been a bit more tighter with what rules and regulations there are. Reason for that being is that it costs money. Anything that costs money is kind of a no-no. And that's just been declared, no, can't do that, unfortunately. So we're looking into alternatives, which would be Twitter, possibly. So whether you're there or you're not there, we'll be able to tweet the request straight to myself. We'll give you more details on that once we've got full confirmation of that as well. But yeah, that's the announcement. So, yeah, a lot of stuff so far, I think, guys. It's realistically been for people who are going there. It's like, this is going to be here, you can go this, you can check this out, this is going to be live there on a day, and everyone else is going, oh, for God's sake, you can't do anything here. Good stuff's going on there. But now we've given you some good news, if you're not going, that you'll be able to check it all out sitting from the comfort of your living room, computer room, wherever it is. And like I say, we're not taking any sort of any good points away from Sega Sonic Radio, because they usually do it. But the whole point is that we're trying to spread the word of the Sonic community, Summer of Sonic, so there's more slots for people to listen to. For example, if you went to Sega Sonic Radio and tried listing and you got kicked out because there weren't any slots left, you couldn't do anything. There'll be more slots this year because of Radio Sega. But I've got a bit of a feeling that most people will be listening into Radio Sega because of the higher quality.
It's possible, but then, I mean, using that logic, we'd get more listeners on Radio Redux than we don't, so it's just the way it goes, isn't it? It's there as an option, but it's completely up to yourself as to where you listen to it. But we've got, well, I know we've definitely got 50 slots, I've not heard of us dropping it down. So I can only presume that we've still got those, plus whatever Sega Sonic Radio has got.
Well, I've been told that there's quite a lot of slots on the Sega Sonic Radio server, essentially as much as the server can handle. But,
yeah.
Like I say, I'm not going to comment on that because it's not my radio station, so...
No, no.
But yes. Big bit of news and information getting into your head there, but yeah. People have some very good valid points as well. Yeah, Forever Sonic was noting, what's Adam T-Bird going to be doing this year as well? Well, he's going to be doing what he does best, and has done every year, he's stage manager. So he's looking after everything that's going on. He's, you know, he's pampering Jensenu's nose before he goes on stage, that sort of thing as well. So. Feeding him with Twix biscuits, you know. All yeah. The sort of things he needs to sort out. But the idea of me being lead DJ is to take a bit of weight off Adam's shoulders. Usually he would be sort of arranging the DJs, but I'll be doing that instead this year. And if he's curious about it, then he'll come to me. But at the end of the day, I'm supposed to be taking... all the weight off his shoulders from DJing side of things anyway. So yeah. Oh, that was a lot to go through.
Yeah.
So yeah, bear in mind, I think everyone else that's joining us on Skype here is not going to Summer of Sonic. What do you guys think of that?
Well, it's...
Woohoo!
Yeah, at least we'll be able to hear what's going on. It makes a change.
Ooh, I smell a hag of the week. But yeah, definitely gonna be good. I mean, like I say, I mean, you wanted to tune into it because we'll try and get a schedule worked out, so you'll be able to work out what time to sort of tune in for the best bits, of course, really. You might not want to listen to ambience and other stuff that's going on around as well, really, but... there will be a DJing schedule, so you'll be able to see what we're mixing into. I've always requested that we have microphones on the DJ set, because I always want to have a small shout or something from now time to time, but we're not allowed to do that for other reasons as well, apparently. So, sorry.
It's kind of understandable in a way, isn't it? It's so you don't get someone just running up, nicking the microphone and going, Sega, we're... and you're just like, oh, God.
Let me just fetch my terms and conditions.
It says here that you're not, and all the while they're just spouting. And it's just, you can kind of understand it, but it is a bit unfortunate.
Okay, let's just have a look in the RC room and see what everyone is talking about. All I can see is a lot of woohoos. Shadid wants me to talk about him for some reason. Shadid, please expand upon that, and I'll be more than glad to throw some words your way. Yeah, there's a lot of woos there.
Yeah.
Just looked like someone got punched in the stomach, really.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Yeah. A lot of people remember how I snooze, so I don't know, I always get it snooey. I'd say it the way I read it. That's pretty much all it is, isn't it?
Different people, different pronunciations.
Yeah. Woo woo, yes, nice, oh groovy, yes, yay, nice, that's awesome. Is this the announcement?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Sponsored by Kool-Aid this week.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well I think we'll move on to our next segment. Looks like I've got a couple of requests lined up there, so I'll get to those in a minute from Silver Sonic and Pikachu. So I'll get those lined up in a second as well. Feel free to send a Twitter tweet request at Fastfit Media or at Sega Media. We'll have a look into that, and we'll get the
I did drop one in here as well. This guy, I've got one here in Skype from Mina. She told me, "Can I have?" And I'm like, "Well, I don't do the playlist, but I've definitely put it forward." Scud Racing, Proving Daylight, so people can have some wooers.
Right. Yeah, we'll get on the requests in a minute. But IRC, we need you now. We're going to try a little segment in a section here. A little segment section in a second. It's going to be sort of between karaoke and beatboxing, this really. Where we're going to get a couple of us guys here. You will do it! We're going to decide who's going to do this in a minute, and then the corresponding people will have to guess and Skype, or I think we might just leave it to people in IRC to guess, actually. That might be a bit more fun, actually, because it's a bit harder to work all out here. So IRC, we want you to guess what music we're trying to mimic by beatboxing and perhaps a bit of singing, perhaps really. If you want to throw a few suggestions as to what music we're going to try and do, then go for it. Because we'll see lots of suggestions in there. We won't tell you which one we're picking, of course, really, but we're going to work out something to sort of mimic in beatbox as such, really. And then we'll ask you guys to guess what it is, which would be the fun part, because it's probably going to sound like distorted, regurgitated Saganess, as it were. So, and a handsome biscuit to whoever wins.
Biscuits! Nothing's ever gone wrong with biscuits.
No, we don't mess about it. We give away hobnobs on the show. Primo.
Yes.
No.
Tell you what, if you ask nicely, you get chocolate as well. Chocolate hobnobs.
Yay!
We spoil you here.
The hobnobs are good, they're healthy and
you
good as well.
You want some chocolate? Donnie, you want some chocolate?
Kids, say no to strangers, like even if they offer chocolate hobnobs to you.
Hi there, kids. Want some chocolate? Chocolate hobnobs. Get that panda from Foxes. Now then, hand off my biscuits.
Here's my golden child. I have a chocolate egg here for you. Your moustache is ginger. I don't trust you. No offence to ginger people there, but, you know. Eggman just has that sort of beard and then the moustache. But imagine robotic with a beard as well.
That'll be disturbing a bit.
Look, it's a giant talking egg and he's got a beard!
He's gone mouldy! He's gone mould!
Anyway, we'll be right back after a short musical break after the requests we've had in. So yes, our serum. Give us some suggestions for what you want us to try and beatbox and mimic, and then you can guess and see which track it may be, in fact. But we'll be right back after this short musical break on Fast Feet Spoken.
This is Fast Feet on Radio Sega.
Sailor, sailor, I keep on jumping around. Blue Hedgehog Sonic, with incredible speed, I'm moving my feet. They call me Sonic, 'cause I am faster than sound. I keep on jumping around. Blue Hedgehog Sonic, with incredible speed, I'm moving my feet.
Welcome back to the third and final part of Fast Feet's Phone Mix, or as we've retitled it for this part, Fast Feet's Beatbox Mix, as we're going to try a new segment where we're going to have two of us at a time trying to recreate a Sega or Sonic tune. For this week it's going to be Sonic, so don't narrow down what the song is going to be. And you guys in the RC will have to guess it. Now, we know there's a slight lag here, a couple of minutes before you will actually hear it, so we'll just have to play around and see what you think. So, when you hear us making what may be stupid sounds in a minute, have a guess and see which Sonic tune you think it is. And like I say, the yummy biscuit goes to the winner. Oh.
Just one biscuit. We've regret the rest of them trying to do this beatboxing, so.
Caution, do not beatbox with a biscuit in your mouth.
Or coffee. Actually, you could probably get the both.
Exactly.
Ah.
Oh. Right. Okay. So let's get this party started. This is going to be funny, I think, but it's going to be nonetheless.
Coming up so bad, I got this party started.
Wow.
Okay. First up, we're going to have me and Gabby. So let's just see what you guys think this track is. Okay, let's go.
Okay. Yep, fine. Dude, I don't think I was paying attention.
We're going to do a full 3 minutes of the song, you know.
No,
expect to
no,
do
for
30 minutes, 30 seconds to a minute or something like that. I don't think that was too bad, actually, for a first go.
It wasn't too bad. No, we did that. Forever Sonic says kill the music behind, maybe. That might have helped, yeah.
Okay, well, let's just kill the music behind then in that case, you know, so. Yeah, alright,
let's go. Is that any, right, okay, yeah. Now you can guess, there's no music.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have another stab at it, yeah? Alright.
Hurrah!
Well done, Resident SC. Your Hobnob will be with you in the next 24 days.
Quite possibly mouldy.
If not stolen by the Royal Mail.
Yes. Ooh, look, cookie! Oh.
That package is shaped like a biscuit, I think. Ooh, that goes perfect with my coffee.
Yeah.
Well, well that's
well. Debate rooms Act 1 or 2. I say it would probably be Act 1 Act 2 one's a bit more minimal, I think.
Well, no, the Act 2 one actually starts with the...
And there's more... it's less bass.
So yeah, it's more, it's got more of a an opening beat to it. So Forever Sonic's kissing Sonic 3.
Or climbing with a cane.
Yeah.
Right, okay. We've had a good stab at that. Right, so we've got Gonic and Leon Okage having a go next, really. Now, you've seen how we've done it, guys. Does someone start off with the beat or the bass starting off with and go from there? So, help yourselves and go for it, you guys. In your own time, as it were.
Alright, Gonic, I'll give you a Gonic, you give me a simple beat, and I'll trail in, okay? give me a simple beat.
I don't think Gonic's following you.
A simple beat, simple beat.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
I think we might need a little help
come
here.
On.
Gonic, you're supposed to join in is the idea of that bit. Because you're meant to be just providing what you think that song sounds like.
Yeah,
I'll just do it by myself. Okay. Dun. Dun 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 da 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 da. All right, that's all I'm doing.
Bum titty bum titty bum titty bum.
Apparently the bum titty zone.
Bum titty 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 bum.
What's going
through your mind? The one we didn't hear about, the bum titty zone, Act 69.
Yeah. There you go.
Who didn't know that? Gets that.
Hey! Hey! Well done, Cobra the Best. For everybody who thinks his dreams have an absolution, no.
even though they share the same song, like song backing.
Resident SD goes too easy. Anthony Davis going, lol, I noticed Green Hill. Resident SD, Green Hill Zone. Cobra the Best got Green Hill Zone first, though. That means that we've... Blaze is saying this one is really hard, but I'm guessing that's sarcastic.
Well, we could have a go individually if you want. I still think two of you doing it together sounds quite funny.
I don't know what I'd do on mine, actually.
I'll have a go at one now, because I come up with one.
Yeah, go on then.
All right.
Bloody hell, I know that, but
I wonder if anyone guessed what that
actually
is. I forgot the name of it for a minute, but
yeah.
I know what it is now. I know what it is, don't worry.
Hey, I think I got another one.
See if anyone gets that one to start with, because there's a delay, remember?
Yeah.
I'm just going to look at the name of the track so I remember which one it is.
Got Teela going Deadline Zone.
Even though I don't know how that goes.
I have to admit, I've never heard of it. Sonic Rush, apparently.
Closer.
Gary should beatbox a very famous song with the most simple...
I went a bit fast with it as well. The tempo was a bit fast for what it was. Alright, it was... I think it's called Space Tripping Steps from Sonic Adventure 2, Knuckles Space Stage. Oh, I can't do it again. It's just a whole...
Oh, no, it is, yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. That bit should have given it away. So, yeah.
No, I could recognise it, but I just couldn't put a name to it. It was that, wasn't it? Bloody hell.
This is like in reverse, but worse, because that's trying to impersonate it.
Yeah. I'm guessing what Silver Sonic's wanting me to do is a new venture, which I'm not doing.
La la, la la.
La la, la la.
La la.
Let me just get my box of helium here.
A new venture, la la.
A new venture, la la. La la.
La la.
That just sounds like you're strangling a child now.
La la. La la. La la. Yeah, what I have in my desk behind, beside me here, is just a little child, and when I just wing it, it's like, okay. You served your purpose. Good, good, good child.
All right, Kato-kun, do you have one? I want to have a go at one, because I reckon this will be a real tricky one for people to get when you have a go at yours. Someone guess what that one is. Can anyone guess what that one was?
That's got a wicked sad effect to it. I know it's your mic messing up.
Right, it was Space Invaders, correct.
No, I believe that was Gallagher.
Well, how did... No, Gallagher's...
Do not contradict me.
I like that, do not contradict me. He said, don't contradict me.
Mexican.
Robot Zone by D'Artagnan. No.
Yeah, we'll do this again next week, because I think this is a good little thing to start off on, but what I'll do is we'll actually have the music on that we can play afterwards, so people can relate to what it actually is, because that's actually what they're doing in Never Mind the Buzzcocks. We do it professionally here.
Well, we've still got one person, we've still got two people. Well, I suppose Gonix had a go, which leaves us with...
Gonix hasn't had a go.
Well,
he bailed out on me. What the hell, yeah, dude?
He did something resembling four beats in a bar, which is...
BRB.
Which is four more than...
I think that's called Morse code, mate.
Yeah. Run! Khan's in trouble.
That sounded like the cavalry coming.
Anyway,
yeah, no, seriously, no, Gonic, come on, we need you to pick something, come on.
Well, we need SJ as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. Because Gonic, to be fair, if he said he didn't want to do it, he should have said outrightly, really was that against it, but... You said you'd do it with Rio, and then you bailed on him. So that was a bit unfair to Rio, of all things, as well. So I think you should at least do something. Come on, there's thousands of songs you can pick from Sonic repertoire.
I'm thinking.
All right, well, in the meantime, have a think about that. SJ, that leads us on to you. Now, we could do something where Gonic and SJ work together.
Not really up to it.
Alright, well, that leaves you hagged, and then that leaves you having to do it for next week.
What?
I'll just mess, man. Don't have to do it, but I mean, yeah, it'd be good. Seeing as, you know, three of us have had a crack at it already, and even Kato gone out of go, despite the fact you can't hear him properly.
Just so everybody knows, because it's not as if he could tell you what it was. It was our good friend Seigatar Sanshiro. Apparently. So we're told on Skype, anyway. And now, in true shooting stars style, this is how it should have sounded. And it's meant to be exactly the same. Nah, it's alright, he's too young to remember Shooting Stars, it's fine.
Hey, I watched that.
Welcome to Shooting Stars, even if you're behind bars.
So it goes something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I suggest Gato reconnects because you're just going to hear that sound. For a while.
I actually think what we could try and do is if we could get a bass line that would just do that. It'd be all right just making one tone, just letting the microphone skip for him.
It sounds like a bit of Julian K waking up when he goes, "This is what it means to be free."
Yeah, so you could Forever Sonic saying he'll have a go. Get him into Skype. Get him in here. Let him do it. Come on, you know he's saying he'll do it. So get him in here.
All right, here he comes. Get the cricket bat ready. Oh, we'd hate it if more of Red's guitar. Bang! Oh, my guitar.
Wouldn't it be funny if he actually doesn't accept the call? But I'll have a go, actually, no, on reflection. Maybe not. Ring, 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 banana phone. Boop, 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 boop. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, banana phone.
Oh, it is ringing.
My punches.
It's the first time you've actually ever heard the ringing sound, I think, ever on the phone mix.
It's the best. Beats the rest. Cellular modular interactive ologer, ring ring. Hello!
Voicemail for Simon Shirley.
Oh, yeah.
At the moment, but if you could leave a message, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Cheers.
Hello, you've reached Domino's. Leave your order at the sound beep.
Where are you? Simon, this is your guitar, and this is me breaking it. You have to buy a new one for Summer Sonic.
You say you'll have a go, and you're not on Skype. That's useless. You've let us. Sonic, was that me on the voicemail? Yes, yes it was. He's gonna go.
Alright, Simon, you're useless once again. No. We're gonna hang up on your voicemail. Oh dear. Well, yes, Forever Sonic, if you do want to join us on this, you know, beatbox mix, and get on the Skype properly and don't let your voicemail pick up instead, because that was the worst impersonation of beatbox I've ever heard.
Hello.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! Hello, this is worse than trial, Jesus. At least with trial, the people we invited to the call picked up.
Oh. Where's Common Courtesy gone this evening? I don't know.
It's rubbish, isn't it? You just can't get the staff.
Right, so hello, Simon Forever Sonic. So, you're going to have a go at the beatbox mix, were you?
I'll go for that. Just put in what I'm thinking of.
So we know what you're thinking of.
Type in the song name onto the Skype chat.
Yeah, go for it. Go on, then.
Alright, okay, here we go. It's Forever Sonic with beatbox mix.
Okay.
I'll see you.
Have a guess. Some drums. I'm going to need some help with the tune, but here you go. Dum dum cha da dum dum cha shit dum cha da dum dum cha shit dum cha da dum cha shit dum cha da dum dum cha shit.
What's wrong with that? It's Metropolis Zone from Sonic 2. It's not as if it was
like...
Trouble with that is that we didn't know who was going to help Simon, so we all started doing it.
At least
we
tried to get people involved.
Yeah. Unlike like some. A slobbering dog at one point.
Well, that's hard. Yeah.
I keep telling
you. What the hell, Garlic? You left me out to dry. What the hell?
Garlic's not here. We leave a message after the beat. Yeah.
Alright, I think we should have another go.
Are, dude.
I think we should have one more go at this. I think that Gavin, myself, Leon Okage, and Simon should do this together, four of us possibly.
Oh, that's okay.
Are you typing what we're doing then? This is like,
I know
this
it.
Is like it's like a question of sport where you look at it and you just go, ah, yes. It's like charades but with noise.
Like a game of blackjack.
Okay, a newer. Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. Don't give it away.
No.
We'll give him a general direction at least, really.
Oh,
a
yes.
general direction. Yes, it's yes. It could be. Depends what you got in mind. No, wrong game.
I know a lot of those ones. Ah.
Ah, yes. Yeah. No, yeah. I will do that one.
Ah, yes.
Yes. We will definitely do. Yes.
Are we doing both
yes.
of those?
Okay.
No. Second one.
Okay, who's doing bass? It's like a band, isn't it? Who's doing bass?
I can do.
Yeah?
You can do bass?
Alright, I'll do bass. Who's gonna do.
I took a synthesizer.
Alright, synthesizer, drums.
Alright. So, what have we got left?
We could do vocals.
Are we gonna have
if someone's up for it.
Or is it gonna be sort of humming?
How can you beatbox vocals?
Well, we're not beatboxing vocals. Well, alright, let's not bother with the vocals then, because I'll give it away.
I was gonna say, as soon as you do about one line of vocal, you know what the song is.
Yeah.
Precisely, I mean, from that I could deduce that the exact song was. In fact, actually, no, we could actually put Kaito on vocals and it wouldn't make the blindest bit of difference. Do you know the words? do you know the words? Yeah? Right, you're on vocals then. Well done, you've just volunteered yourself. Right there.
You can try. Right, so, alright, well, I've got my bit down. We've got bass, drums, and synth. What's left? Who's left?
That's just guitar, isn't it?
I'm left.
Well, there's bass and there's drums, so there's lead guitar left then, isn't there?
Yeah. What am I doing again?
Drums?
Drums, that'll do.
So all right. I'm lead guitar.
I'll kick us off, because the bass starts off the song.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Alright. 1, 2, 3...
You've lost them. You've really lost me with that bass. That's not what I was expecting it to start with.
But it's a track, though. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
This has gone horribly Pete Tong, as they would say.
Yeah, it has somewhat.
It's got more than that.
All right, I'm going to can the beatbox yeah, mix rest
you
know, this
why
week.
Why don't we
so,
just
yeah.
sing it? Come on. Screw the IRC, let's just sing.
Because I'm barely good at beatboxing, let alone a cappella. So I'm cutting my part.
In a dream, I can dream you are not far away. Have you never heard that? That's quite good. There's an a cappella version of Dreams, Dreams. It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying me doing it.
I was actually, were you saying that no one could do a cappella? I thought if I start off, people would join in, but apparently not.
Yeah. Well, I'll leave it amongst you guys if you want to have go at it now. Do you want to have a go at it or something?
Does anyone want to try a cappella, Dreams, Dreams?
Yeah, I'll do it. Come on, please, yeah. please, me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know the words, so I might start. No. The a cappella version that I've heard is like a barbershop quartet, so there's four blokes. It's alright.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just
anyone else?
Count me off.
Hey. You can try.
I'm out of this, so you guys are on your own.
Well, as long as you know the words to Dreams, Dreams, you're alright. And then I suppose we'll probably have to call it quits.
Just
soon.
La la la, Kent.
How the hell? How did empires get the? Oh, never mind. I'm not. Anyway, yeah. So whoever's going to join in, if you know the words to Dreams, Dreams, we're going to be wicked. Right. All right. Ready?
All right.
One.
Count us off.
One, two, three, four. In a dream, I can dream. You are not far away. Anytime, any place. I can see your face. You are that special one that I've been waiting for. And I know you're looking for someone like me in the night. When I don't know the words after that, I'm sorry.
I can see your car calling now.
In the night, dream delight.
I want to see
you standing there.
Dream delight. I found someone who really cares.
Mamma mia.
No, don't shoot me. I need to live.
Hey, boss, it's that fat Italian plumber guy. You want us to knock him off and kill him, you know, shoot him on?
Let's go. Any dream I can dream, you are not far away. I can see your face.
In a dream, I can dream far away.
And I know that you've been looking for someone like me in the night. Let's go.
Let's go into borderline crazy now. Order.
I sent you a dream to dream.
Right, music's coming on in the background again. That's the end of the beatbox mix. We're gonna have another go at that game next week because we think it was quite good fun. But we'll do it so your ears don't bleed as much like next week. And we'll plan it a bit further ahead so you can also hear what we were playing as well in its normal version of the song. I can hear Simon's got his guitar out, so I don't know whether you want to have a little plinky play for a minute or two so you can show off your talents before you head to Summer Sonic with your guitar.
Neat skills.
Play us a Sonic song, mate.
Yeah, what Sonic song?
Yeah, we're going around the campfire, why not?
Got on it.
Flexible again for the guitar game. Just going, my arms, my legs.
Hang on, come on, it goes.
Alright,
there's an
excellent guitar.
Yeah. Can't see it, but face about.
Anyway, we are slowly running out of time at the moment, so we can't leave leg apart for too much longer.
That's good because I've forgotten the rest.
Right, that leads us to the end of the show, and ultimately the hag of the week. And I'm not gonna put it onto SJ this week, because I was close to from not wanting to. And I think this week's responsibility are going to be shared this week. It's going to have to be, I think, Hag of the Week is going to have to be.
Don't you want to be my hag? Yes, you do.
Gonna King Kato Kong.
God damn it!
Too high.
Gonic was well deserved this week because you bailed out real early as well, which is very unfair to him when you were going to commit to it. So that's the reason you got it this week, not because of any name changes or anything like that.
And I Kato have to go sit in the emo corner. I don't like you anymore.
Not like you ever did.
You have a chance to redeem yourself next week, Gonic.
He says I'll be here next week.
Well,
ooh, fighting talk
ooh.
There.
Ooh, auto hack. There's a new feature, auto hack.
Actually, I'm on holiday next week, so I won't be here anyway.
Well, we'll only be here next week because we won't be here the week after because of Summer Sonic, of course. So we might try. Actually, that's a lie. We probably will be here on Sunday. I'll probably be back here, but whether I'll have any energy left to do anything is another question. I might do it on Monday instead, just as a make-up for the show.
No, I'm off that week as well, actually.
The other DJs out there are just pre-recorded.
I'm not doing a show over Summer of Sonic weekend, because I figured seeing as we've got the stage audio all day, you might actually want to request songs during the evening, so I'm not doing a Saturday Night Sega that night. It's not pre-recorded or anything, so...
Maybe we should have a whammy of a Sunday then, by the time we're travelling back, and then you'll have Saturday Night Sega on Sunday. Sunday Night Sega.
Sunday night. I'm going to skip it for a week, and I'm coming back the week after with a 3-hour Sonic show. So,
okay, fair enough. Okay, so that's the plans ahead. Talking more close to home, on Wednesdays, usually the Sega Jukebox. SJ, are you returning again for your Jukebox again this week?
Of course, yeah.
Indeed. Good. So you can expect that 9 o'clock on Wednesday?
Yep.
UK time, of course. So yeah, GMT plus
obviously.
One. So yeah, that'll be the next
show. You know what? I might actually be able to make it this week.
Not the big god.
Do you know what? The chance would be a fine thing.
Yeah. Concert band is on holiday, so...
Okay, so just going, what's Hag of the Week? Well, you're a Hag of the Week because your abysmal audio quality, we have not been able to speak to you all evening, so it kind of defies the point of coming on the permit in the first place, so... Never mind, eh? You have a chance again to redeem yourself next time if you come on, so... So, yeah. Okay, if you've got any last requests, as it were, you'll be able to use the Radio Sega request system, but if you want any more requests in the next few minutes, get them into me in the IRC chat room, or tweet them at Fastfit Media, and I'll get them in. We'll be back for probably one last show before Summer Sonic, just to go over all the little ins and outs, as we'll have pretty much 99% of information as to what's going to happen there. And if you're listening at the moment and you're going to be at Summer Sonic, please pop in next Sunday and we'll have a good chinwag about it, and hopefully we'll catch up with you at the events as well. So don't forget to check out SegaMedia.com, and there'll also be those 50 exclusive VIP access and beta tickets to get in and have a look at all the exclusiveness that's going on behind there. Exclusive files that have never been released before. So you'll get a chance for that. So yeah, beta tickets will be coming out soon. Stay tuned for more information on Sega Media for that as well. In the meantime, you'll be able to check out this podcast on Radio Sega and Fast Media within the next 24 hours, hopefully, as well. So keep an eye out for that. And in the meantime, it's goodbye from me, Fast Beats, and it's goodbye from my various co-hosts this evening.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
We'll be seeing you next week, like I say. Yeah, so goodbye, and we'll see you next week on the Fomix.
者は明日へ首なんて書いてないで隠し白紙のキャンパスに書く私周りの人が気になる No 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 君はすでにオリジナルやる気満ちれば多分道なる道なき道すら今道になる何も恐れずひたすらまっすぐ目指しまとまりさわざわざ体のまっすぐ目指しまとまりさフォートエンジンはすでにマックス俺たちはドッパリさあなたに挑戦しまくれさあ行動だ今すぐ向かい時ってまだまだ未熟で気にしてランメイジットのミスクレイ柔軟のスーターガイド歩めがビジョンはスーパーワイドジャズバイトーリージャンバイクソーリー生涯は一つのジャンナイトービックビッグッドステイでビクトリー目がつかめよエイコールビクトリーなんか気になるグッドクール感じたグッドクールホットノットちょっとつまりもっともっともっと求めてもっと当然そこをもっと君の力はどんくらいどんくさい言われてもどんくらいもくない行く手は番早いシートでも止めトークトークトークトーク熱い気持ちをここに託せ目と心はどんくらい全然探して自分を吐くせ目と心はどんくらいその振り向けて腕まくれ俺たちはどんくらい未来打ち込む肩に泣くれさあ堂々と今タックル自分が後悔と思ったらば飛び出せて